In the lunchtime edition, businessman Anderson Cherry urges the Prime Minister to intervene in the dispute over road repair contracts. The estimates debate continues with the opposition leader Ralph Thorne declaring his intention to expose what he considers to be government wrongdoing. Homeless advocate Kemah Safari responds to criticism of a $500,000 subvention to his organization and also denies he's campaigning in St. Michael East as alleged by the opposition leader. And gang violence again under the spotlight in Trinidad and Tobago. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. Businessman Anderson Cherry wants Prime Minister Motley to intervene in a dispute over the awarding of contracts for road repairs and give small contractors some of the work in the Mill and Pave program. Mr. Cherry has accused the Ministry of Transport and Works of unfair practices in its issuing of contracts. The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanjay Bradshaw, has denied the allegations and stated her willingness to meet with Mr. Cherry on the matter. Mr. Cherry says he hasn't been contacted.
The minister hasn't contacted myself as yet. I'm anxiously awaiting a call and what will come out of the call. A lot of the guys contacted me because they fear of being victimized. And the guys asked me to try to reach out to the Prime Minister. And I wish I would be sending a letter to the Prime Minister or her good office.
Mr. Cherry says he represents a group of small contractors who urgently need the work.
And our government is saying we urgently need to spend this money, but still leaving out us black small businessmen that urgently need to earn. We need to pay our bills. The light and power is willing to cut us off. We can't pay our water bills. We can't pay the bank, the finance companies. We are in a very desperate situation. And our Deputy Prime Minister says she urgently need to spend $30 million. And we as small black businessmen desperately need to earn some kind of money. Please mobilize us and let us get the work done. We beg you, Prime Minister, please intervene and help us.
Businessman Anderson Cherry. Well, the estimates debate is continuing in the House of Assembly with the opposition leader Ralph Thorne declaring he has come to ruffle feathers and highlight areas of alleged wrongdoing. Mr. Thorne has demanded government justify a number of cases of what he considers to be questionable spending, including a $500,000 payment to a local charity and the almost $30 million US fee for the company that advised on Barbados's debt restructuring. The MP for Christchurch South, who recently split from the ruling party, told the chamber that he boycotted last year's estimates debate as he considered it to be, quote, government's orgy of self-congratulation, unquote, and that the important questions were not being asked. Mr. Thorne states that he would be the voice for the interests of the people of the country in probing how government spends its money. One of his references was about the government subvention to the Barbados Alliance to end homelessness.
But let no one mislead themselves into believing that the respect and civility that I have for others in this chamber is any concession to what I claim is government's wrongdoing, government's financial wrongdoing. I will say the organization is led by the gentleman who was campaigning in St. Michael East. It was said in here that $500,000 is paid to an organization headed by a man with the name that was mentioned yesterday.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne. When we come back, Kemah Safari responds. This is the latest. Well, the president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemah Safari, has defended government's $500,000 subvention to his organization. He was responding to the statements made by the opposition leader in the House of Assembly.
$250,000 was given as a subvention for the shelter, and then an additional $250,000 would be given for operation of 24 hours so that people can use the shelter on a 24-hour basis. I heard that the opposition leader would have also mentioned that Safari is here singing lullabies and telling bedtime stories to the homeless. I find that the comment is very offensive. anywhere else. I find your comment offensive.
Mr. Safri also denies that he has been campaigning or canvassing in the St. Michael East constituency.
I go into every parish in this country as we are called by people in the area to say that there's a homeless person there. Myself and my team, we all wear shirts branded where we go into constituencies to help people. I go into other constituencies, St. Michael East, I go into St. Peter, I go into St. Lucie, I go into St. Michael Southeast, all when I am called to assist with homeless cases. Where does my work show that I am canvassing? And if you call that canvassing for the last 15 years, well.
The opposition leader also criticized the government for what he said was leaving the workers through the national insurance scheme short of $1 billion through the debt restructuring. He was also critical of the fee for the debt restructuring consultants.
The government confiscated from the treasury of the workers of this country $1 billion. That this government paid $27 million, not 500,000 now, $27 million in some tattoo man, or paid $27 million to an organization more than the larger country called Greece paid for a similar exercise.
Senior Minister and MP for Christchurch West, Dr. William Duguid, defended the debt restructuring.
And the way that we save the country is by saving the Barbados dollar. And I think that is the most critical aspect that was absolutely essential for debt restructuring and maintaining stability in this country. Because everybody in Barbados knows that the way and the standard of living that we enjoy is pegged to that peg of the Barbados dollar.
Dr. William Duguid, the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service says it's taken swift action to contain the violence spilling into school zones after an 11-year-old student was shot and killed by a stray bullet last week. And three Grenadian nationals suspected of being involved in the disappearance of the United States orders of a yacht on Monday pleaded guilty to four immigration-related charges in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The men pleaded guilty to charges that on February 21st, a petit bordel, being a prohibited immigrant, they entered the island by boat without a passport. Our top stories. Businessman Anderson Cherry urges Prime Minister Motley to intervene in the dispute over road repair contracts. The estimates debate continues with the opposition leader Ralph Thorne declaring his intention to expose what he considers to be government wrongdoing. He cites a $500,000 payment to a local charity and an alleged almost $30 million fee for the company that advised on Barbados' debt restructuring. Government Minister William Duguid responded saying the debt restructuring saved the country by saving the Barbados dollar. Meanwhile, homeless advocate Kemar Safri responds to the criticism of a $500,000 subvention to his organization, and he also denies he's campaigning in St. Michael East, as alleged by the opposition leader. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on Starcom Network. .net WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.